So in terms of patient experiences, as I said, there's one paper that is published, and that was done between Guildford and Brighton. And it is low numbers because they had focus groups of 14 women. So only seven of those women had had the OSNA procedure. But patients did identify some issues that they felt were important to them. So they itemised what they felt was missing in the preoperative information, which was that about what a lymph node is, what it looks like, what they do, and how they're removed. Patients also suggested, though, that they had an overload of information and that some patients went home and put all their information in the bin. And, of course, we give an awful lot of information to patients, so it's about how we present it. And they suggested that, actually, they wanted more diagrams and to be talked through how that works. They also identified the issues of receiving the news when they wake up on the ward without their partner. And of course, I hadn't really thought about that before, that actually that's really important. Normally, when they come to clinic for their histology, they come with somebody who can also listen for them. So that was different. And they also had the anxiety that the result would be wrong, because for a patient, you know, if you remove four nodes, surely that's more accurate than if you just take one. And also some women mentioned about how they'd like a choice of the procedure, which I hadn't thought about. So important.